top lobbyist for a major natural gas pipeline, outlined a series of priorities to West Virginia lawmakers Tuesday. In an address to the Joint Committee on Natural Gas Development, Dominion Energy's West Virginia Policy Director, Bob Orendorf, said the state legislature needs to stand up to In an address to the Joint Committee on Natural Gas Development, Dominion Energy's West Virginia Policy Director, Bob Orendorf, said the state legislature needs to stand up against, quote, rogue environmental groups. Lawsuits brought by environmental groups challenging interstate natural gas pipeline projects across Appalachia have had some high-profile wins. Dominion Energy's 600-mile Atlantic Coast Pipeline is currently on hold following rulings by a federal court that invalidated some of the project's federal permits. Last month, a three-judge panel of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals threw out two of the pipeline's key federal approvals from the U.S. Forest Service. Orendorf touted the economic benefits of pipeline construction and said about 1,200 workers were laid off last month when construction stopped. He called on lawmakers to sign a resolution condemning the use of lawsuits by environmental groups to challenge pipeline permits.
I think it's important for the legislature to stand up to these rogue environmental groups.
Environmental groups argue rulings by the courts in their favor show pipeline companies are taking shortcuts that jeopardize both public and environmental health.